We're up to the Mishnah. Although we should never tell them, we need to have some understanding. Well, what does it mean? Although the difference, I think we succeeded last week explaining. We're going to into this. And although on the surface level, you could say that the first Mishnah refers to all of humanity, and Christ will come in on the second Mishnah, and indeed be not the case, only in a very borrowed sense. But there are three levels here of Klal Yisrael. One is the call of Adam, which is something before the special Madrigas of Klal Yisrael. So it's in the Madriga of a human being in as much as he is the creature that was created to bring out the Tachlis of the world. And this Goyim lost. This Goyim lost. And from the time of Mantar, Adam refers to Atim, but Adam, as it says, Tzoyim Merisi. Atem Odom Tzoyim Merisi. Atem Odom, Atem Nikim Oyim, Odom, Vein Hagoy Nikim Odom. The human form that relates to the idea of Tzelem, relates to the idea of Chavivus, and is that Odom that tackles the world, is only a Jew. A Goy still has it, in some koyach form, inasmuch as he was a offspring of Adam Rishon, and the main difference to that is that he became a Megayer. We have that part is clear. Now we're ready to start having a clear understanding of what exactly does that mean. Right? So what besides Torah, which comes later in the Mishnah, besides another thing called Bonim, which is in between Torah and the level that we're talking now. But here there's something so basic that we call it human. We're saying that's a level that Klai Yisrael has and Goyim don't have. What is that? Let's have some understanding of what that is. Being that we're holding week for Shavuot. And that this took place on Shavuot. And the final line that was drawn was with Mount Tayer. This level. All of it is true, but everything. His whole Mishnah, all three parts of it, the next Mishnah, all Shavuos. We don't have time. So we'll try to get through at least the first part. Right? And after Shavuos, we can continue talking about the Mishnah because our little history. Let's start history. What's Shavuos all about? So everybody knows Shavuos is what? What is Shavuos? Not Kaf Shavuos. If I haven't known it. What do I say? What? Shavuos was the day that we got the Lucas. The day that we got the Torah. So it's Yayim, simplest day, right?
Trick question.
Do you think about the last one?
Yeah. I can see the glimmer.
Right. No problem. Trick question. Correct. There's a problem. A very, very severe problem. She always seems to be a mistake. Because if we would have gotten the Torah and we would have actually had it, so I can hear. But we didn't keep that there. We lost it. The Luchos Hashanah is Nishbu. Right? And the Torah that we have is the level of Luchos Shnius, which is a whole different world. It's the same Torah, but on a whole different level. The level of Luchos Hashanah is such that there's no Yetzirah, there's no Yisrael, there's no Bechira, there's no Golus. It's not getting a plate in the line. We don't even know how you read such a Torah. We have no way of understanding it where you start. Okay. And Vadai, the klal of such a Torah, is Shaif to the Ilm of Sechar. It's not the Ilm of Liga. If we would have accomplished acceptance of that Torah, it says we're foolish. It would have been Chayrus HaLaluchos. Torah would never be forgotten. You learn it once and you've had it. You have it. So there would be no Sheikh. There's no Yitzhahar. There's no going. No death. all different things. And that Torah is Be'emes. It says that this is part of the understanding why it happened. The emes is that Torah doesn't really fit in Toilam Hazel. Toilam and Hazel aren't exactly, they're not opposites, but it's not really the right place. It's the Medrash, I don't know if I ever brought it here. The Medrash in Kisiso, Medrash Tanchuma and Kisiso says that really the Vaishnav said they really shouldn't have given Torah until Toilam Hazel. So why do you give Toilam Hazel? So that when you come up to the Sifter Kiyah and the Baruch Hashem is going to teach Torah, you'll know what Masechta Torah, what parsha they're talking about. This is just a preview. Just, you know, you're getting a little hachana, a little glimmer of what it's about, so that you can have a starting point, have a point of connection. But that's them. That is Luchos Rishonos. We don't have that. We lost it. So the Chodesh should have been canceled. And the Luchos that we have, the Torah that we have, is all different. All different sugya. It's a sugya from Kippur. It's a sugya that overcomes Misa, that overcomes Chet. It's a Horebosi, it's a Horebosi, it's a Tavli. It deals with all of the lowest forms of human behavior. What do you do then? The lowest destructive level that human behavior can reach, the Torah reached down, show you how you climb out of there. It's like a whole different story. Since it's all one Torah, and this Torah is going to bring us to that Torah. It is the Rosh Hiprokim, it is the Haskalah of that Torah. So when we get past Chet, we go through the Yom Noraim, we get to Sukkis, so then it's the Yom Simchas Libeyim. Simchas Torah, the Simcha Amitis. Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, that's not a Simchas Torah. So what's Shavuot for?
Cool.
Shavuot. Good girl, that's cool. That's true. Micha Kadosh. Yeah. But that's not what we're having in Jesus. So we'll leave that for the moment. New Sayyid of Shavuos, which is very near with this Mishnah. Well, that's what this Mishnah is all about. What happened on Shavuos that we retain, and that's the Chag of Shavuos, as we said, is this man, Matan Teisim. Besides the Torah, the Torah itself was a merech with a simple study. There happened something here. Something happened. The Torah was brought down to the world, and that never left. The facts, we'll say it this way. The Torah, the Luchos themselves, were nishtabel, and the Oisos were boreches ba'avir. And we were left with the kelim of the Oisos. We were left broken kelim of the Oisos.
Of course, the muscle didn't get the Luchos Rishonos and Shavuos.
But the Torah of Kabbalah Satorah was the Kabbalah Satorah of Luchos Rishonos. What's left, what we have, is that Klai Yisrael was brought to the fullness of the quality called Adam, which makes him a receptacle that you can put to air. If that would have been complete, if it would be Me'akut, the Dosis would be there. If you have 100% good Kalim, then the Dosis stay. That's where they're supposed to be. But if there's a problem in the Dosis, in the Kalim, and the Oisos have a problem. They went back up and they came back in a second version. But the Cholois and the Shiva Lucha is not from Baalai, because we retain the original quality of being the Kavli Atayr, of being the Kalim which Torah is put in, we retain in an imperfect form. And the main Torah that we have is that Torah that takes this imperfect human creature that can't live forever. And that's not an Adam. Adam is supposed to live forever. Adam is supposed to be Daim Le'elyon. Adam is supposed to be something that the Malachim ever mistake, whether you say Kodesh Kodesh or not. This isn't an Adam. This is a joke. 70 years, it's all over. We put it in the ground. That's all the Adam. It's Edma Le'elyon. That's the name that the Daim Le'elyon. Klaiso, was brought up to that level of Adam, which enabled there to be a Kedusha. There is able to be a relationship between the Bein Shlom, Klaiso, and the Chuppah. All of them are having Chuppah Kedusha, we learn from Kabbalah Sotah. The Kedusha was what? Now, you can make a Kedusha between two very, very different forms of the human race, a man and a woman. But do whatever you want, there's no way you can make a Kedushin between a man and a cow. It just can't be. It's just that a man. It's min ve'eno mina. Now, what about a Kodesh Baruch Hu of Adam? But even if they have more in common or less in common than man and cow. The choyer they have less in common. The Gilui of Torah is that the Rishon created such a creature that is a Kalei Kipul for this mightiest of all powers that can create a Nivra that it is fitting form to be the Kala of the Buddha. That's what Torah is all about. It says in the Medrash, Morvin, Mount Terra, the world has like very, there's a very big noises and things and going on. And all the goyim are very scared. And they all ran to Bilam. And he said, hey Bilam, Mabul, are we heading for Mabul? And Bilam answered, Hashem, the Mabul Yosha. No more Mabul. So what's this all about? Hashem, what is Lama Yitim? Only Hashem is giving Torah to his arm. Onu kulam, Hashem oizam yite, Hashem yivoach asam on the shoulders. So it's his anger zone. Ah, they're getting Torah? Paya shalem. And they went home. That's it, the end of the Gemara. Okay? The Goyim understood in the beginning of the process that something's coming to an end here. They thought it was them. So, they thought it's a Mabul. Mabul means end, they're at the end, finish. And Bilam told them no. It's a mistake. Same from Mabul Yosha. So, that's all you have to answer, Shem and Mabul Yosha. You should have told them straight. It's nothing to do with the Mabul. It's a different story completely. It's a Shem Islam or you think. Why do you have to tell them Shem and Mabul Yosha? They said it looks like there's a Mabul. They said no, there's no Mabul. So then they asked him, so what is going on? So they said, Hashem is eating. So they said, oh, Hashem is eating. Hashem is not some Mabul. It's their problem. There's all these things. Nothing to do with us. But L'chayr, that's it. They came and they made a total mistake. Right? They thought that the world has something to do with the whole world. Maybe that's why the whole world was shaking. Right? And L'chayr, the answer was, no, it's nothing to do with the whole world. It's something, it's a private affair. No, private affair has something to do between him and his arm. Right? Tell me, Hashem. There's a person's in the middle of destroying the world. Right? So, no, we don't mean you, we mean him. Right? So then I can tell you. But he's Bechal destroying the world, he's making a wedding. So he weren't invited. But if the question was, he's destroying the world, the answer is, he's making a wedding. You're totally mistaken, so you don't have to say Hashem, Mabul. No, sure that he promised no more Mabul. The truth of the matter is that they were right. They were right. They were Marish. The world's coming to an end. They thought it means physically, like in Mabu. And he told them that no, that is over. The Russian promised that if he has to bring the world to an end, it's not going to be in the form of Mabu. That's finished. So what is going on? Hashem Oizlam Yitim. Now here they didn't understand. Hashem Oizlam Yitim, that's a private affair. But in truth, Hashem Oizlam Yitim. The Rosh gave Klai Yisrael Oiz. He's a Oiz Uzo Yishol Mokai. Oiz gave him the strength of the Rosh. He handed over to Klai Yisrael the keys of the world. Let's take for a moment, two robots are fighting. This one has big powers, and one has bigger powers, this one has this button, that button. But what happens if one of the two robots, right, has the power switch to the other robot? Then it doesn't matter how many robots, how much power the other guy has. If I have the switch, it's accomplished. That whole thing, like, all of that is by me. Hashem gave over all the quality of tachlis of the world and of hanhoga of the world to Christ. Now, mida kenegin mida, the ikur only applies to Christ. The Rebbeinu runs the world until man teru, according to kilo elam chazdai, according to midas chazdai as well. Right, 26 different forms of kilo elam chazdai, 26 layers until man teru. But then it's over. From there on, he runs the world mida kenegin mida. Shem tzulcha ad yadim inecha. The Rebbeinu Shalom runs the world as a tzel. We're the yad and he's the tzel. And when we move the hand this way, so his mida moves this way. We do good, we bring down chesed. We do bad, we bring down din. So that is dependent on us. The keys are in our hand. For who? First and foremost, for us. The second and foremost for the whole world, both in the hug of the world and in tachlis of the world. All that the Rebbeinu Shalom had in intention when he said, "Let's create man," all that was given over to Christ, and that wasn't taken away. That is the essence of my Maharsin. On Shavuos Day, two things happened. My Maharsin and the giving of the certificates. So saying Dayenu, the Torah itself that was given on Shavuos, we lost. The capability, the Muhammad, we lose the Torah itself. The Torah itself of Luchos Rishonim, we lost it. But being the Klei Kibul to accept that Torah, being the engaged Kalah to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that human that was raised up to that status of being standing in a relationship of the Mu'resis to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that we didn't lose. That we got both. That's what Chag Shavuos is all about. And Chag Shavuos is the Chag of the Bris of the Erusin of Christ on the Rebbeinu Shalom. If he would have been the Kabbal, the Torah, the Luvos Rishonis, then would have been Nesuah. It would have been a total unity. It would be Netzach, never die, it would be Neitzah, no Goyim, everything, right? But that we lost. No goals. Whatever role we have to play. No goals. No Yitzah. Or no death. I don't have or a certain form of Hagamahava that can take place already in my past. But the whole life in it's a mahalach of the Elmoschah. Being totally engaged in a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom, that exactly what the Rebbeinu Shalom intends is what is Hashem Tzulcha. Hayat Minecha. Not that Rabban Shalom intended, that's what it is. That's what it is when you have Luchas Rishonis. When you have Luchas Shnius, then Hashem Tzulcha Hayat Minecha takes the form that if you behave yourself, you'll get good. If you don't behave yourself, you won't get bad. In Luchas Rishonis, there was no such two possibilities. There was total unity. And in that case, what the Rabban Shalom intended is what we will be. That we lost. What do we retain? We retain the quality of Tzelem. Tzelem said, Shantzulcha Yavimecha. We take that quality that enables us to stand in this relationship of being, although a Nivra, something that stands in a relationship of one to one. Hand against hand, foot against foot, eye against eye, with the Rabban Shalom. But incomplete. We got it incomplete. The process got stuck in the middle. It's all right. Where do we go from Shavuos? We have to continue the mission, right? Because where do we go from Shavuos? We finish counting 50 days, 49 days, and the 50th day. And then from Shavuos, we count another 40 days. We don't count them, but there is another 40 days. From Pesach, we're going up the hill till Shavuos. We get to Har Sinai and then down the hill until we break the luchos and we set it we can't do that. We can't actualize that name.
That's not part of the process.
That is the process. We can't attain it. We can. As long as we're in Olam Hazeh. We cannot get out of this. We're stuck in the middle, and we can't get out of it. Until Mashiach comes, until the stages after Mashiach comes, we cannot get to what would have been if we had Luchos Rishonis. We can only fight the battle of the Yetzirah and get close to the point where the Rabban Shalom is taken away from us. The Moshe Chazal gives is a melech. There was a road, and there was a big boulder messing up the road. And he told his people that live around there they should take axes and chop off, chisel, and chisel down the rock. And until you get rid of it, it's a very big boulder. It'll take about 20 years of chiseling to get rid of it. Yeah. And so they asked him, what do you want us to do here? And we can't accomplish the task. Did I actually finish the task? I actually start. At a certain point, when you've done all that I intended for you to do, I'll come and do the rest. The rest may be 98%. But he needs us to do that exact amount that he requires. So you chisel. You chisel.
Can't complete the first part, now I can see the other MC, can you complete that ourselves? That part.
What that is getting rid of the rock. The rock is saying, what happened? Bottom line, what happened is from Torah that doesn't relate to Yetzirah, that totally out-levels, totally uplifts above where Yetzirah and Chet and all of that exists. We now have a Torah that Prosi Yetzirah was a Torah Tavlin. Torah became a Shuf of Wa'alachla.
But that can bring us back to Erisin.
No. We're still in Erisin. We didn't lose Erisin.
But it's incomplete.
What's incomplete is Erisin. Well, Erisin is just a Pekoyach to get to Nisuah. Right?
Right.
Person got engaged.
Right? That itself is engaged.
And no wedding date. A divorce, chas v'shalom. He's still going to get married one day. Right? But no wedding date.
There's two stages because the kikibul is also incomplete.
Oh, so right, it's true. The kikibul is incomplete. Why is it incomplete? What makes it? What's broken about it?
You got a broken toe.
It's a heart. What's broken about it? It's a heart. That there's a possibility of Chet, possibility of Misa, possibility of both. Right? Even though we're in this Yachas of Erisin to the Rabban Shalom, but we have all of these, all the bad guys. Right? It's not perfect. It's incomplete. It's got cracks. It's got kind of cracks that can break it up into more pieces, and you can't write on anything.
That's not even Odom.
That's Odom. Minus.
Yeah.
Right? Pieces. All minus.
But that we
and our whole Torah that we have, the Rosh Yitzhak, the Rosh Torah Tavlin that we have, is to glue the pieces back till they complete a full Aseres HaDibros, a full Aseres Adam in the level that we have.
Then of course Baruch does him soon.
Then we go to the muscle we had before with getting into the problems, the holes here come because of the Yisrael, because of the possibility of Ra and Chet. We can't get rid of that. So we can't get rid of the possibility of Chet. Individuals can. Very special individuals can. But as a klal, we can't. As long as we're going to be before Mashiach, the Yisrael is still going to run around. And the possibility of Chet is going to be there. And the Torah that we have is that Torah that rebuilds.
That's what we have that imperfect Torah. That's what we have all those problems.
No, because we have all those problems, we got an imperfect Torah. We got a Torah that fits.
We dropped our level.
We dropped our level, so we had to get a new Torah, a new form of the Torah that fits the level. Torah and Chet aren't friends. They don't relate. According to Luchos Rishonos, there's no tshuva. If you're in perfection, so then you exist. And if not, you don't exist. And there isn't any either and if not. There's only this. This is it. What the Rebbe Yisrael wants, that's what is. We are the reflection of the Rebbe Yisrael's thoughts. We are the gilui of the Kodesh. But it didn't happen. Got stuck in the middle of the process. So now, we have to climb up the hill from the bottom. Down. All the way down to Tisha B'Av. Climb up the hill El Yom Kippurim. We'll see you in Sukkos. With Sukkos, we have the simcha of the realization that the Torah that we have now is going to bring us back there. That's the whole thing.
So now when we get to Olam Haba, we'll be familiar with the parak, the daf, a little bit.
We'll have realization by year now. Vishwas, we don't have that realization when we get to Sukkah.
Where do we have Vishwas? So where do we have Shwas? No.
It's Kesh, right?
The Chayra, the Simcha Yikris in the world, is tired. So why isn't Shwas Yom Tzim Hussein? Yom Tzim Hussein is Sukkos. Because Shwas, the Simcha got us there. Simcha was incomplete. The Simcha was tarnished by the Busha Ayuma of Aluva Kalosh and Zana Tachas Kufos. In fact, it took 40 days. That mountain tale was 40 days is a whole one unit of the process. Aluva Kalosh, you want to hide under the table when you read that chazal. Not me? Talk about him. those were some other people that back a few thousand years ago. Aluva Kava Shemazana Takas. We can't even Matthias the Moshul, let alone the Nimshah. Is it Aluva? Killer! Such a low life! Takas the Cooper! One of the Spitzin of Esav, of the Rishis of Esav, and his Yoshim, they had a special idea of Chaytev, the Kala Tachas Kupos. Said by Edom, Esav, one of the things he would take away, not Eishis Ish, Stam. Alam, Boba Hill. Today the kinyan that you're making a chmishah. That's the ra mixing in. But that's mitzayim. Esau. There was mitzayim to come.
It's hard to make an after bracha.
Aluva kava. All of Shir Shirim was written discussing this problem. Shir Shirim contains within it all the stages, all the relationship of Klai Yisrael during Golos Mitzrayim, during the days between Golos and Tzayim, Matan Torah, doing Matan Torah, losing what we lost, and accepting and reestablishing or clarifying that the essence wasn't lost. And that therefore, it doesn't matter what's going to be in the middle, we'll go through Golos. The Goyim say, Shuvi, Shuvi, Ashuramis. Join us. We'll give you Sara Pnim, Sara Mo, Sara Chin, whatever you want. Sara Sarim, Sara. Digul Ayah. Also, it says that. What are you going to offer me? I don't know what's there. True. After Matan Torah, we join the Goyim back in the Olam Hazeh according to the rules. But not for real. We took Olam Haba into Olam Hazeh as members of Olam Hazeh. We came with our Torah, and our Torah teaches us that in Olam Hazeh you can also be a Olam Haba. Our Torah says that you can have Yetzer Hara and you can still be. There can be a possibility of chet and a possibility of chet. You can die, and that's no why. It's amazing. Either physically or not. You can be gullus when I'm spoiled from that either. You can be se achod in shivin skin in shivin zegin. And we're not. And I'm scared. Rami's scared. It's ridiculous. Shivin. One set against one zip is bad enough. Doesn't stand much chance. But one set against... We're used to this moshel, I'll say all the time. We forget this moshel kipshuto. You have to picture it. Shivim Zevim can take on a whole flock of sheep. One sheep, one sheep. She doesn't have any arms. What does she have to do against that? Shivim Zevim? Not my spot. Doesn't faze me. Do whatever you want, it's not going to help. I'm going to live, you're going to die. It might hurt me, I might have some problems in the process. It may hurt me a lot. You may think you're going to win. But when the push comes to shove, you're going to go and I'm going to continue. So I'm spoiled. How do you do that? That was crazy. I'm sure you say that, but it can't be nuts. Yeah, there's got to be a mahalach. The answer is because we're spies on a different planet. The end is we're older. All of them have we're Rufay Sasra Shal Kodesh Bochu. We stand with all of the keys. We still have all the keys. Shivim Zevim, but we have the plug. Malisha. We got the blood, delicious parents. They can't do anything to us, only dependent on my mycin. And even when they seem that they can do a little bit, that's only because my mycin work good. That's all. As soon as I do children, I forget it. Because this is. It goes around. Forget it, and it's bachal. They thought that we really joined them back in Adam Hazan. Sayef, Seif, Yolder, Kuchen, Biachal. The world was created twice. Madura Aleph was organization. As a Yochid, things didn't work out exactly properly. And then as the Umos that came from him, so he was given three strikes and he was out. The Amabel, the Enosh, and the Flog. Three strikes and out, that's it. They were finished. All of the different major, three major aspects of the identity of being a human being in a higher form, so systematically they destroyed all of it and finished. That's it was gone. Got to the point of Babel, gone. Manisha after that. After that was the Godel, Odom HaGodel Sheba Anokim Avam Avinu, that started over the source of going from Odom HaRishon to the new Ovo. The Ovo is as Yechidim in the second Chet of Ovo Rishon. and then enabled the recreation of a new humanity. The crowning of that new humanity with the crown of Adam B'Tzelem, Naseh B'Nishma, was on Shavuos. And we didn't lose that completely. We left, lost the kibuy of it, the ksorim we have to pretend. We have to afterwards give back the crown. Literally it says each Jew is given crowns. Why the crowns? It's like it says in the Pasuk. Goy Kodesh. Left Squad of Goy Kodesh. Every Jew is a man. He runs the world. Calls the shots. The gilui of that, which would have been in Luchos Hashanos, where V'yiru kol ha'avim v'yiru m'mech, that we lost. It's not obvious. But Pnimius, all safe. On the surface, it looks like we're Aser Achav Hashem Zayin. In truth, we're Odom Echad Hashem Zayin. And the theme is, we're that Odom that controls all the Hashem Zayin. And all of the power that the Hashem Zayin have or don't have depend on the Maisim of the Odom Echad. Hashem Silcha Ayadim Inam. Depending only on your Maisim will depend what that Hog is going to do. The Gemara says that Ashuras, everybody's moider, that you have to make a suda. You can't just learn Torah all day. It could be Chatzid Hashem or Chatzid Hashem. Why? So Rashi says to show that that type of Kabbal, the Bris of the Torah, Kabbal, old Torah, wasn't, it was Berotzen. It's be sinful, not being forced. Understanding of this is that if we had lost the Madrigal completely, and now we were just enforced to do choik like this and choik like that, so then maximum we would say the neshama is shaykh to the panishom, she wants it. The kuf never has to be forced into it. Meaning nami lechem to show that it's a lo kacha. A bris. There's no halfway in a bris. You can't be half married. Either you're married or not. If a yid is a yid, then he's a yid in body and soul. And if he just wants to say, I'm a yid in soul, and in body I'm a goy, he's a Christian. He's a Christian in soul. If you're exactly what Christianity is, I'm a yid in soul and a goy in body. That my body is not just a member of Olam Hazeh. It's part of the trash pile, part of the animal kingdom, right? And this the soul has to fight it out with the body. If that would be the case, then the behemoth, the body should pass on Shavuos, and the neshama should only learn Torah. No, eat cake, eat ice cream, eat blitzes. Why? Because all of Kleinsel, the Kleinsel in its totality, even its lowest level, is part of this place. What? If we would not be part of the process, if it would be only the Neshama is part of the process, but if we doesn't really belong, it's just forced to play along. Wunderosin, it'd be against the Tzitzis. Klai Yisrael is an Odom. An Odom is body and soul. Just in the Shema is not enough. An Odom is a person, but all of his parts down to the Glido, huh? All the way down to the Blintzes, right? That are Shaykh to this special relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom called. Called Shavuos, called the Imam Seir. Right, that we're all part of
the elevating the part of the body.
This, the body and the soul together were makabel today.
Right, it's not just the soul.
Odom has two translations: Odom and Adoma. And Edmil the Odom. Torah is not oiz, is not miridik, strength that takes Adam mi'adama and clarify it, brings out of it that Adam that's Edmil El-Yom.
That
Adam which is Edmil El-Yom, which is...
Edis El-Yom?
Edme. Doime. Tumus Etzelam. Doime. Similar. That the Rebbeinu Shlom and Klai Yisrael can relate as twins. As more than twins. As Tzel. Tzel is an exact extension and copy. Whatever little nuance is going to be here is going to be there. Shem Tzilko, I got you in there. Chaviv Adam, Shemivim Tzel. Chavivus is a special world that relates to something outside of me, but that relates to me in my essence. Let's take it all the way down to Gleeda again. Some people like ice cream, some people like meat. Right? They both, this one enjoys meat, this one enjoys ice cream. But some people have a habibus for ice cream, and meat they like. Right? Some people the other way around. Let's go into the explanation of why the different types of personalities relate to different types of foods. That's a chokhmah gedolah, I don't have it. But b'chol from the yesodis of it that we do have, and we know that it is like that. The reason why some people, they never learned it by any way, you see that it doesn't fit with the parents and children. This one likes fish, and that one likes chicken, and it can be two kids in the same family. But if you know the personality types and the basic food types, there's a correlation between the type of person, the personality, color, music, foods, because the essence of a person translates itself into all realms. Choviv is how I is the word that we use to relate to express the relationship between something that's my thing, that's my color. What is my color? Where'd you buy it? Own it? What does it mean my color? And people have my colors. And all going know this. Everybody knows that this is my color. Explain it to me. What does it mean, my color? What does that mean? And everybody talks like that, and they're right. Because there's a relationship, the depth of the essence of this particular human being that has a greater chavivus for blue and less for yellow. Why? That's a chokhmah gedolah. But the mitzvahs, we don't have to know the chokhmah. You can just feel it. Right? This is my. This relates to me. This is, and it gets all the way down to chicken. Right? This one, chicken is chaviv, and fish. And it can be the other way. Don't like. Not mine. Not part of me. Fish, no. Chatzili? Not me. I'm not a chatzil. Tomatoes, yes. But chatzil, no. Why? Chokhmah. To understand the shoyush of all the things and the relationships and of the different levels. Of doiming, of colors. Colors are doiming, right? So imeach, chai, medabe. And here the Rebbeinu Shlom is expressing his chavivus. What does the Rebbeinu Shlom have? What's his things in the world? Well, he owns the whole world, right? He made this thing. But it was clean of five kinyon. Chavivus, he has three. Three levels of chavivus. It's all us. Three levels. Right? Three levels. Tzelem, Chaviv Adam Shenivra V'Tzelem, Chaviv, and then Bonim, and then Teir. Shenosan Yochli Chemdo. Chemdo, Chemdo, Chavivus, these are words that relate to something that I have an attraction to because it relates to my essence. That's mine. I have to become one with that. That's me. That's called chavivus. Wherever you have the word chavivus used properly, the understanding means a relationship that could be too big to small, can be something of on a very high level relating to something on a very minimal level. But there's a correspondence, there's a parallelism, there's a relationship of essence between this and that. Vadai boi v'nivra are not going to be shoving, right, in the form of any other form. This is boi, that's nivra. What do you want? What's bigger difference than that? The relationship that is possible ad kidei the moshel of erusin is chovim. What does the nivra got to do with the boi? What kind of chasin is that? Who made that shidduch? Got to do something about that job. Okay, she does that. Next time they're going to make it. Marriage between a horse and an elephant. What is that? What is that supposed to be? The answer is chovim. Since the Rebbeinu Shlom is Megala, right, that chovim for all them should never be selling, that's what you have. It's chelik. Chelik Hashem Abba. Everything's super. It's all
foundation.
It's his. Can relate. But I'm a person in a color. It's only my color. It's not me. But it's my color. Chovit. That's Chovit. Chovit Odom Odom is Chovit because he's never Betzel. Tell him is this relationship, this fitting. Mida can I get Mida, Mitzvah can I get Eva. Every koyach that the relation was down in the world, Shem Oyzam, the whole story, everything he handed over to God. We have the whole package. We have all of the essence of the relation. Where did he say it? So, where it says, Anoichi stands for Ona Nafshi Ksivis Yahidus. You know what the Bain, you know what Torah means? The Bain Shalom gave us himself. Anoichi Nafshi. Anoichi I, the Bain Shalom. Nafshi, maybe the lowest level of essence of the whole of an essence. Ksivis. Would translate into something that can be extended outside of the Bain Shalom himself. Even though it is himself, and hand it over, but he hid this, and he handed it over. It's the most amazing thing in the world. Here the Bnei Shalom took Nafshi V'Ksivus, how do you write your nefesh? You know how to do that. But there are people who know how to do it on a very low level. There are people that can put into some type of a literature, they say it, you're like, hey, you can be a goy. I would pump because it's a level. A goy can do that. Can do it in music, can do it in literature, can do it in that. I was able to take my essence and give it an expression in this form. It's there. Right? I can die and it can live. You can still go. That's all because the Rebbeinu Shlom created such a thing in Torah, where he gave over his essence in that form that can be extended outside for delivery to somebody called an Ivra, called it. And he did it, yeah. Kach. Kach. What's geschehen? Tell him, told you this. Chaviva, Chaviva Yisera. Chaviva Yisera that the Bnei Shalom gave. Noidas Lohi. Odom, Goy, even, was never B'Tzelem. But Noidas Lohi should never B'Tzelem. Vadai, he's B'Tzelem Hakim, also as Odom, referred also to that, Odom and Risha. But they forgot it. They lost it. Churban. That was koine, like it says before, Avraham Avinu, Bo Avraham Avinu v'notol schar kula. It's the second version of the same thing. The whole definition of Odom, that all of humanity were the byproducts of Odom and Rishon, all of that humanity we inherited. He took it all. And the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us the idea. That's to He gave us the Dasla. He explained to us, clarified to us. He gave us the responsibility of carrying the title, the weight of Hashem Tzolchol Yadav. With this, for those who are Zeicha, each one of you is Madrega, to be from the Yosef Beis Medrash. So Shavuos returns to be the Pnimius of Yom Sefer. Yom Sefer was the thing. Yom Chasson also in Sefer. Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, was Masanef all year, except for Shavuos and Purim. Why is Shavuos? Wouldn't be for this day. There's a lot of yossels out there. But go. What? What? Every year. But for the ben Torah, for the person who's noidas loy, what we have, even though after everything is said and done, what's left for us? So he knows that already in Shavuos he has everything. He has to go through the process. He may need Tisha B'Av. He's going to need Yom Noroim, right? But the Ben Teira has the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres already in Shavuos. There are two Yomtifs. There are two Simchas Yomtif that there is on Shavuos. There's one of the goof. That the goof is also part of the bris. That's very good. The ben Teir has a higher level. He has that that makes him Rabbi Yosef and not Harbi Yosef Yikav Vashukim. That gives him his whole definition. His whole tachlis in life. His whole mainstay, what he's all about. Anybody who has that relationship to Torah, so he has the replenishment of Me'ein V'Simcha that would have been with Luchos HaShemes, because he has some relationship to that, or to that Torah that we're going to get back B'Olam HaBa, because he has an understanding that that's what he has now. It's the same thing. The same Anoichi that we heard that made us Klei Kibul for the Matan Torah, that didn't die. Anoichi stayed. The Nafshi Yehodis that the Vayishon gave over his essence and made us that Kalim that are capable of accepting that, please, we still have. Vayishon give us all a Chag Sameach. The Makabal Teir, the Shalom, the Kibu, the Tachas, the Har Kegigus, the Makabal Teir.